My guest today is Dr. Michael Nehls, and this is going to be a highly important interview. It will provide intelligence that will put into perspective numerous details and dichotomies of the events that we have experienced over the last 3 years.
When 2020 happened, I saw two immune systems under attack. The physical immune system, the bodily immune system, which consists of our immune cells, and at the same time, our mental immune system. And in the meantime, I propose that the mental immune system is probably the primary target of the whole attack. So it was the immune system was just used as the bodily immune system with SARS-CoV-2 was just a means to get to the brain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is the whole thrust of your book and your discovery, and also why it is so important to talk about this today, because it puts into perspective, as I said, everything that has happened. It takes away from just the immune and microbiotic or microbial danger to something, to another. And you point this out in your book, another plan almost of attacking the mental immune system. And so we can't wait. Can you speak more about your discovery and what is the hippocampus and how does it create the autobiographical memory?
Yeah, the hippocampus is a very old structure in the brain. It's only the size of a thumb, you know, and at both sides. We have two of them in the temporal lobe. The hippocampus, as I said already, has the ability, which is unique for the whole brain, to remember instantaneously, long-term, everything we experience. And when we sleep, the battery, I call it the frontal brain battery, yeah, the hippocampus, because it stores the energy. Of course, the energy is not really energy, but it feels like energy, but it really is the free synapses. Then, of course, in the night, something strange happens. The hippocampus recovers. Its storage capacity essentially revitalizes. It comes back again. In the morning, the ego depletion is gone.
Yeah.
We are now allowed again for new thoughts. We can be creative again in the morning. We are happy to engage in social encounters, which we were not happy anymore in the evening when we were ego depleted. The new cells that are created every night, the creation process happens in the night, in the last phases of deep sleep, in the so-called rapid eye movement sleep, when in the neocortex, the uploaded thoughts are reconnected to, in a certain way, to previous, you know, memories. And this reconnection process happens under, let's say, neuronal laws, which we don't know, we don't understand. But in this reprocessing and reconnection, actually, we become more wise. We see the individual thought that we stored in context to all the thoughts we had of our whole life. So when we wake up in the morning, the thought is not isolated anymore. So whatever I learned yesterday is suddenly more deeply connected to every thought and every experience I had my whole life.
We do experience that a lot, don't we? When we wake up and suddenly things make sense or... Or we are fully rejuvenated after a strong day. I tend to forget, you know, when I had an argument, I sleep over it and it's completely gone.
Yeah, you see the new perspective. That's it.
Yeah,
exactly the point.
Exactly.
You realize, it was not that difficult, actually, or it was not such a, the argument was silly, you know, and because you realize you had maybe other experience before where you encountered similar things and have a new understanding of what happened. Where is the center of our mental immune system? Center is actually the production of new cells in the hippocampus. Adult hippocampal neurogenesis are essentially the key to have a strong mental immune system. Or if I put it in other words, if I want to destroy somebody, if I want to conquer a society, the thing I have to do is to shut down, completely shut down the neurogenesis in the hippocampus. Then I have a society of people who are anxious, who I can lead with fear-mongering, who don't ask questions, who are not curious anymore, who are not questioning essentially what's going on, because they cannot. And worst of all, and this is the most important part of my book, if I still instill them with narratives of fear about what's going on in the world, you know, perma-pandemics, wars, atomic war, climate change, everything will destroy the world. If I instill these thoughts on and on and on, of course, the hippocampus has to remember. They come with strong emotions. So the hippocampus has to remember these things. But of course, neurogenesis, if I had targeted it in the right way, that it's not happening, then of course, these new thoughts can only be stored in the hippocampus, these fear thoughts, by overriding memories of my past. So my personality starts to shrink. My individuality starts to shrink. This great reset has to be preceded by a mental reset.
Yes.
Because if you want to install a new operating system in the brains of the people, everybody knows who has a computer. If you want to install a new operating system, you have to destroy you have to reform it, mm-hmm. a hard drive, in order to install the new system that is not in conflict with the previous system. So that input and output is predictable. And that's exactly what's happening.